Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we got the headline yesterday that Libya's foreign minister Moussa Koussa defected from Libya and has now in the United Kingdom, in London, via Tunisia anyway. Joining us live is David Kirkpatrick, a reporter with the New York Times. And David, I understand you just received the first official Libyan government statement about Moussa Koussa.
Yeah, that's right. And it wasn't really directly about Moussa Koussa, but a question by some reporters here. The government spokesman, Moussa Ibrahim, said, look, this is a struggle of the people. A few individuals who leave are not a big deal. And he tried to make the case that, look, the conditions here are, as he put it, extremely ripe for a popular uprising. The skies are aflame. The bombardments are everywhere. The rebels are in the east. There are shortages of fuel. And look, he said, we haven't had a popular uprising. The tribes aren't marching on Tripoli with their guns demanding that Gaddafi go. And so he argued this is a sign that the people are really supporting the leader. But mainly, we pressed him, Colonel Gaddafi, is he still in the country? Are his sons still in the country? He said, yes, we're going to be here till the end. Despite that, though, there definitely are some signs of panic around the regime. Well, panic may be too strong a word.
Concern?
Some worries. I mean, concern, certainly. It's been a shocker. Moussa Koussa is somebody who's been close to Colonel Gaddafi for many, many, many years, from the beginning of the revolution, who's really deep into the administration here. So we're still waiting to see how all this sorts out.
Let's talk a little bit more about Moussa Koussa. As you say, he's been close to Gaddafi for a long time. He headed up the intelligence agency there. And he also came to international attention because of his role over nuclear negotiations and the nuclear program in Libya. Who is Moussa Koussa?
Moussa Koussa is known, had been known for a long time as the envoy of death, because when he, for many years, ran the intelligence services, the Libyan spy services, he was involved in killing Libyan defectors abroad, people really like himself who decided to abandon the Gaddafi government. And when he was named ambassador to London from Libya, he was kicked out after less than a year because he publicly acknowledged that he was going to continue to play a role in killing Libyan defectors abroad. Assassination attempts. However, more recently, when Colonel Gaddafi decided to become a little bit more open to the West and have a rapprochement with the U.S. and Britain, Moussa Koussa, again, was the guy he went to and had those conversations with the U.S. and with Britain about turning over nuclear information and chemical weapons and all that stuff.
And
he actually was educated in the U.S. in Michigan. I think he's got a master's degree from Michigan State.
Well, and Moussa Koussa has also been pointed to as the man, well, by American officials anyway, as the man who's possibly responsible for the Pan Am Lockerbie bombing that killed 270 people.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have left that out in the envoy of death litany, certainly.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why people are wondering whether he would be offered immunity by the British government in exchange for information that he has about Gaddafi's regime at this point and the strengths and weaknesses. Do you think he'll get immunity?
Well, he chose the moment to leave when that information is of the most value. That may be why he didn't wait any longer, because I think what he has to say about the inside of the government is still going to be appealing and interesting to the Western governments right now.
All right. And David Kirkpatrick, New York Times reporter, can you also give us your bet on whether or not, as many people are saying, Moussa Koussa's defection would lead to defections by other officials?
I absolutely cannot give you my bet on that. That's totally beyond my job description. So you're on your own on that.
David Kirkpatrick, a New York Times reporter, joining us live from Tripoli in Libya. Thank you so much, David.
All right. Bye.
So far, Britain has said that they will not grant Moussa Koussa immunity, which means he could indeed become responsible for many of the things he's been charged with in the past. One of those, as I said, was the Pan Am 103 bombing in 1988 over Lockerbie, Scotland. It killed 270 people, including 189 Americans. One of those Americans was the daughter of Susan Cohen. Susan Cohen joins us again. She's the co-author of the book Pan Am 103, The Bombing, The Betrayals, and A Bereaved Family's Search for Justice. Susan, welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
So I wonder what your reaction is to the news that Moussa Koussa has left Libya and is now in London.
Well, I think that is very important, and I think it is now vital that he give all the information he has on the bombing. You know, Moussa Koussa is a terrible man. Objectively speaking, he should be hanged. He has so much blood on his hands. But I think the important thing now is to get the top monster, which is, you know, in this case, Muammar Gaddafi. And if Moussa Koussa must tell us what happened, how the bombing was planned, all the details, for a variety of reasons. One, of course, the historical record. The second is because there has been a massive, massive disinformation campaign promoted by the Libyans to claim that they haven't done this, and it's caught on in England, Scotland, and much of Europe. So this has to be put to rest. And Moussa Koussa knows. He knows a great deal. And all of this has to come out. And I would say that he cannot be given a pass on giving us that information.
Well, let me ask you. We're speaking with Susan Cohen, whose daughter died in the 1988 Pan Am Lockerbie bombing. Also co-author of the book Pan Am 103. Susan, let me just ask you, is that information that you're talking about, that Moussa Koussa could deliver, is that worth immunity to you? Would you support offering him immunity from prosecution if he gives you all the information in the background story on what happened?
I would, although it's not an easy thing to say, because Moussa Koussa certainly deserves to be tried. But I know how these things go. I know how things operate during wars, and I know that we have had a long history now of appeasing Muammar Gaddafi. I mean, that began with the time that he gave up his nuclear program, which was really not very big at all. And then he got everything he wanted. It was horrible for me to sit and watch that. And since I have to make a choice, if it is a choice, sort of a Sophie's choice, but if I have to make one, yes, but he must be prepared to testify against Gaddafi should this ever get into an international court. More importantly, he must give the information. It has to be shared with the CIA, and somehow that information has to be given to the public. We have to get that information out.
Susan Cohen, in all of this kind of Gaddafi's going to go, here's a defection, what's your worst fear of how this unfolds?
Well, the worst fear, of course, is if Gaddafi survives, he will commit terrible acts of violence. He will be much more terrorism. It will be monstrous. I think at whatever the cost, we have got to ensure that the rebels get what they need and that we get rid of Muammar Gaddafi. Better he be killed.
Whatever the cost, even soldiers, U.S. soldiers dying? For the cause?
We always fight the wrong war at the wrong time. In this case, I think John McCain is right, although I am an Obama supporter. I think we have to do it. We have committed to this, and I don't think this is either Iraq or Afghanistan.
Susan Cohen, a mother of a woman who died in the Pan Am Lockerbie bombing in 1988, also co-author of Pan Am 103, The Bombing, The Betrayals, and a Bereaved Family's Search for Justice. As always, thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.